Well, hello there. Thank you so much for being with us on this edition of the Shepherd's Pulpit. My, oh my, we got to jump right into it. We're going to look at the importance of the fear of God. And it's our proper response, I believe. It's the proper response to God is the fear of God. Not to be scared of Him, but to honor His holiness, to respect His lordship, to bow before His kingship. The fear of the Lord. Our text is Habakkuk 3, verses 3 through 16. Habakkuk has just heard from the Lord. We read it on yesterday's broadcast. He heard from the Lord and he trembled. Just like the mountains trembled in verse 10, his bones trembled. His belly trembled in verse 16. Just like Midian trembled, he trembled. He was moved by the fear of the Lord. It just wasn't another thing to Habakkuk. Habakkuk heard from the Lord and received it as the word of the Lord. When I think about all that God has to say to people, when I think about all that God has to say to me and God has to say to you, if we receive it as the word of God, there'll be some situations, there'll be some scriptures where we tremble. When we begin to realize how bad America is before a holy God, we will tremble. We will say, in wrath, remember mercy, because we're definitely in wrath, friend. America has turned her face against God. They have trampled the Son of God. They have disdained the things of God. They have went backward. America is perverted. America is a sodomite country. America is a God blasphemous country. Yes, your town is too. The people that live around you are as well. I don't know about you. Are you? Well, if you are, boy, I'm telling you, I'd be scared. I'd be fearful. God is real. He can be grieved. He can be quenched. He's a God of wrath. He's a God of judgment. He's a God of truth and without iniquity. Just and right is He. He's a God to be feared. But there's an epidemic. There's an epidemic in American churches and Christianity. There's an epidemic among Christian gatherings. And the epidemic is, we just have to fit God in any old way. We'll slide Him underneath the door if there's any room. We'll put Him in the back closet, but we'll put enough God or Jesus in our life to let people know that we are Christian. That we have some sort of respect and fear for God. We'll give Him a space. We'll give Him a spot in our life. But there's no real fear of God. And when you do that, you make God into your own imaginations. You make God into your own image. You create Jesus, and you don't have the Jesus of the Bible. Listen, neighbor. And when you do that, it's not a God to be feared because He's not Lord. He's not a God to be served because He's not Master. He's not a God to be respected because He's not high and holy. He's just a God that you hold His hand from time to time when you go through trials. You cry on Him like you cry on a teddy bear. But He's not the Lord of lords and King of kings, Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, beginning and the end. He's not the fierce and righteous God. He's not the God of indignation and wrath. He's not the God of truth and without iniquity. He's the God you made up in your own mind. No fear of God. No fear of God. What could we write over the walls of Congress? No fear of God. What could we write over the walls of our local courthouse? No fear of God. What could we write upon the walls of most homes? No fear of God. Could we write it maybe over the walls of the church? No fear of God. What about you? What about me? Is there the fear of God? Do I live consciously in the presence of the God of the Bible? Habakkuk did. He was troubled when he heard the Lord speak. In this third chapter, we see a man that feared God. There's nothing he could do about the Babylonian army invading his people, Judah. And when he heard what God was going to do, in verses 3 through 15, the Bible says his belly trembled, his lips quivered, rottenness entered his bones, and he trembled within himself. He had the fear of God. He knew his people were in idolatry. He knew it. The Bible says of those in idolatry, they have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet have they, but they walk not. Neither spake they through their throat. They that make them are like unto them, so is everyone that trusteth in them. Judah was filled with idolatry. They trusted in idols, but not in the true and living God. They trusted in images, but they did not trust in the God of Abraham. And Habakkuk knew there was no answer, there was no solution, and the Lord was going to take care of business. You and I do not know the full extent of what's going on in this world. We do know something's going to happen, and it's going to be quick if we've got any Bible sense at all. We know that God cannot hold off much longer. And we need faith in God, and we need the fear of the Lord to grip us. We're to fear God now. We're to fear Him in the hour that we live in. We know that God's going to take care of us. We know that God's going to take care of this in America and that in America. We know God's against the sin in America, the transgender movement, the woke movement. We know God is against the killing of the unborn, abortion. We know that God's long-suffering will not last forever. One day, it will be a day of indignation and a day of wrath. What is the proper response to that, to knowing that? The fear of God. If there ever was a day, it's now. If there ever was a time, it's now to fear God and to get serious in prayer and serious with concern. If not now, when? Good neighbor, when? We need the fear of the Lord. All of life is wrapped up in the simple statement of Ecclesiastes chapter number 12. Fear God and keep His commandments. And they hinge upon one another. When a man fears God, he keeps His commandments, keeps God's commandments, holds to God's commandments, adheres to God's commandments, obeys God's commandments. A man that fears God obeys God. There is no fear of God before their eyes, Romans 3:18. And when there is no fear of God before man's eyes, there will be no obedience, but there will be anarchy. There will be disobedience. There will be murder. There will be hatred. There will be thievery on every corner of the street. Why? There's no fear of God. If we believe what the Bible teaches, and that we're all going to stand before Him one day, if we believe what the Bible teaches, that the wicked will be cast into hell. If we believe what the Bible teaches, whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. If we believe what the Bible says, the way of the transgressors is hard. We would fear God and keep His commandments. We say the whole earth needs to be filled with the fear of God. No, let's start this way. Our whole lives need to be filled with the fear of God. The fear of God fill you? Does the fear of God fill your day? Do you live consciously in the presence of a holy Bible God? We need the fear of God to return to husbands like me, to wives like you, to homes, to churches, to the Christian community, to government, but it must start with individuals. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Fear God, and you'll keep His commandments. We're going to continue talking about the fear of the Lord right out of Habakkuk. I trust that you'll be back tomorrow for the next broadcast. May the Lord richly bless you.